Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award winning blogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips and trends that will help you to turn your passion into a profit. It will help you to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And I invite you to head over and subscribe to my blog, DellBlogger.com. And you can also order a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners. Welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. And today is episode number 47, Tax Breaks for Bloggers. Oh, yeah. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Not. Yeah, you know, with tax day quickly approaching April 15th, I wanted to pop in here and share this episode early, since most of us will begin or have already prepared our tax records for 2020. Now, me, I'm a procrastinator and I like to wait. But if you don't, today's episode may help you get started with some tax breaks that you may not have thought about as a blogger. Now, before we begin, let me tell you, I am by no means a tax consultant, expert, guru, whatever the case may be. I am simply sharing content that I have used myself, as well as those that I've found online. If you remember my very first blog, I mentioned in episode number one that it was dedivadeals.com, and that was started back in 2012. And actually, when I started that blog, it was just, again, to fill the void after the death of my grandmother. I simply wanted to write about fashion and fun after 50 to share with other women, and not to make any money for it or even make it some sort of income generating business. Now, here we are in 2021. And not only have I turned my blog into an income generating business, ablakeenterprises.com, check it out. But I'm also paying taxes to Uncle Sam on the earnings, which is never fun. So the fashion is there, the fun, yeah, but you know what? Paying taxes can be a pain. Now, before I begin this episode, I'm going to talk about some tax breaks for bloggers. Please, again, understand that I am not a tax consultant, advisor, guru, or any way telling you how to do your taxes. I am simply sharing information that you may not be aware of when it comes to those tax breaks for bloggers. And I first posted this in 2015, and then I checked again in 2021, and some of the items that I posted then are still relevant now. But I want you to make sure that you keep good records. And that's something that I did not do. It wasn't until my husband decided to help me, and then he abandoned me with those efforts. But I decided to take it seriously. So now I keep records for everything. And I balance my books at the end of every month. And we talked about that in episode number 46 last week, about those basic blog tasks. That is keeping accurate records. So that's what I'm going to need for you to do. Now, you can either read this blog post on the dedivadeals.com. It's entitled 10 Tax Breaks for Bloggers. And I shared that information that I found from another blogger. But today, we're going to still continue in that same vein. I'm going to repeat some of those tax breaks because they're still relevant today. And then I found some more from the handytaxguy.com. But remember, always check with your tax preparer to ensure that you are providing backup for all your deductions. And if you are going to claim any expenses, then you're going to have to fill out an itemized deduction Schedule A form. So we're going to talk about commonly missed tax write-offs for bloggers, as well as a list of those things that you need to make sure that you are writing off and to keep accurate records. So when you're preparing your taxes for the season, keep this in mind. So go grab yourself something to sip or snack, a pad and a pencil, and we'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.
Hello and welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware Blogger. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I bring you blogging tips and trends that will help you to turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspective? A blog positions you as an expert. It's your home base, the foundation of your online brand. A blog is when you begin to influence others to take actions, because guess what? That's where they begin to know, like, and trust you. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader, and you can turn your passion of blogging into a profit, and I can assist you with that. So head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings so that you can begin to build your personal or professional brand with a blog today. And on this episode, we are talking about tax breaks for bloggers. And again, before the break, I told you, I am not a tax expert, a guru. I am simply here sharing with you some of those overlooked or common tax expenses that you can deduct on your forms. When you have this information for your tax preparer, or if you're doing it yourself, make sure that you have accurate records, because some income you can write off. You might be able to deduct some of your blogging or freelancing expenses, but first you want to make sure that all your documents are online, hard copy, keep very accurate records. So let's start with some tax breaks for bloggers. The first one we want to talk about is internet-related expenses. That's right, your hosting fees, the cost you paid for your domain name, any registration, any internet access fees, your router, anything that you're paying for that is used exclusively for your blogging business. Any blogging software, including any scheduling or accounting packages. So if you've signed up for various software packages that helps you maintain your blog and you pay a monthly fee or an annual fee, that can also be considered an expense. Any images that you pay for or music downloads that you pay for, remember I've told you that I've used Melody Loops, and I believe the package at the time was $39 for, it was a one-time fee, and you get 3 free downloadable music. So you can use that for your podcast or on your blog. So if you paid for that and that's used exclusively for your blog, that is an expense that you can also write off. Computer software, computer hardware. If you've purchased a new computer, a new laptop, you know, a new keyboard, a mouse, a monitor, you know, a webcam, whatever the case may be, and you're using that exclusively for your blogging business, that is an expense, as well as any memory upgrade. You might have had to add more memory. You know, if you have a Dropbox account, and you purchase and upgrade it. If you had Canva and you went from the free version to the paid version, if you use Hootsuite or Meet Edgar or Promo Republic and you've upgraded from the free to the paid, those are all expenses that's related to your blogging business. Again, if you have a webcam or even a digital camera, if you're using a camera and you're a fashion blogger or a foodie blogger and you purchase, you know, photography equipment to take those great hero shots, that is also a blogging expense. If, now this may not be, you know, very popular, but it was when before I moved here. If you have a second landline or a business line, you know, most of us have smartphones, but if you have a telephone, a hardwired telephone that you pay for or a telephone number, that's also a business expense, including a fax line. Some people still have fax machines, believe it or not. That is a business expense. And speaking of fax machines, if you've purchased a fax machine or a 3-in-1 printer or, you know, anything like that that's used exclusively for your blogging business, that's also considered an expense. If you purchased a separate smartphone, some people have a personal smartphone and someone has a secondary smartphone. My son recently purchased an iPad for me because I wanted to join Clubhouse and I'm Team Android. So that is a business expense. If I'm going to use that iPad simply for my blogging and podcasting promotion, that may be something that I'll be able to write off as well. If you're working from home, and I'm not talking about you being a remote worker and then you were sent home, I am talking about a blogger that does his or her work at home and you've purchased a desk, chair, lights, you know, file cabinets, any of those things that you have for your home office for your blogging business is an expense. Remember to keep all your receipts. If you purchase on Amazon, you can run a report that shows everything that you purchased. If you purchased a new podcasting mic or a new desk lamp, all those things are considered expenses for your blogging business. And of course, any supplies, paper, pads, pencils, you know, any promotional products, t-shirts, giveaways, tchotchkes, postage, that's right. If you've also purchased any props, for your, you know, say you're a food blogger and you purchase new pots or pans or, you know, plates and you use it exclusively for your blog post and you've purchased ingredients specifically for a blog post, keep all those receipts and make sure when you go to the grocery store, I had to learn this the hard way. If you have a business account with a separate business debit card or credit card, use that for everything and separate. So if you go to Walmart and you're buying, you know, household products, and then you're also buying things for your recent blog posts, separate them, get them rung up separately. And when you use those products, refer to right on the receipt or right on whatever it is that you, whatever accounting software that you use, if you use an Excel spreadsheet, make sure you write down that the blog post, you know, this is the products you use for that particular blog post so that it can be referred back to. You can have the link to that blog post so you can see all the items that you purchased went towards that blog post because, it, again, this is a business. So any stationery or supplies, make sure you keep those records. Keep a good record because the IRS may come back and say, we need you to prove that you, you know, purchased this product. Now, there are other things that you can take into consideration when it comes to tax breaks for bloggers. Education. Education is very important, and you may have taken some online educational courses. And if you have, or if you've gone to, you know, pre-COVID, if you've gone and traveled to events, conferences, those seminars and online courses can also be written off if they were used to enhance your skill for your blog business, right? Travel, anything that you use for blog conferences, that can be written off as well. Subscriptions to online publications that's related to your blog business also counts as a deduction, since you have to stay up to date with the latest trends in your industry. Again, remember, blogging is a business. And the last but not least, let me tell you, any startup expenses, everything that you've used, everything that you spent to get your blog business up and running, equipment, online services, rental space, marketing, these items can be deducted. Check first, make sure that you check with your tax professional before you include any of these items. And if you do, make sure you have receipts or accurate records to back up, because you know what? Uncle Sam don't play that. Travel expenses, make sure you put your mileage. If you're going to an event, if you're speaking, you know, as a blogger, this is a business, and I go and I speak to various organizations and groups, put down the mileage that you've used to get to those events. You know, blog your way to a business profit is great and it's fun, but you want to make sure you make a profit. That's what this podcast is all about. So again, any internet related expenses, whether it's hosting or domain or, you know, your router, whatever you have that keeps your business running, that is a tax break. Any software, scheduling, accounting packages, images, music downloads that you pay for, equipment that you've purchased, computers, upgrades, laptops, keyboards, mouse, monitor, webcams, digital cameras, maybe you have a second landline, fax machine, printer, paper, your smartphone, you know, new desks, new chairs, new lights. Keep accurate records, because this can really kind of help you, you know, when it comes time to fill out your taxes. So if you found anything of interest in today's episode, please make sure that you subscribe to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. We can be heard on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Apple iTunes, and Spotify. This program's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. And you can catch me each week. New episode on my YouTube channel is Delaware Blogger is my URL. And subscribe to DelBlogger.com. Again, I am your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware Blogger. And until the next time, stay safe, stay smart, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.